Hey everyone, this is Olivia, and I want to welcome you to a new episode of Soaking in the Sunlight. This week, I just want to talk about how, you know, a lot of times we may be unsure about a lot of things in life. We're unsure about what to eat today. We're unsure about, you know, whether we're going to pass this test or not at school. We're unsure about whether we're going to get that raise or not on the job. We have a level of uncertainty in our lives. And I mean, you know, that's just a part of life sometimes, but we always have to trust God in everything and know that His will be done and that whatever He allows to happen, that's what's best for us. And that we just got to trust Him, you know? But there's something that we shouldn't be uncertain about. And I'm going to explain more of that in this episode. Because I know a lot of times, you know, in our culture, we're kind of thrown into a pit with all sorts of information getting thrown at us. You know, we'll get information from Instagram, we'll get information from TikTok, we'll get information from Google, you know, we'll just get information from all sorts of sources, from our aunties, our uncles, our family members, our friends, our acquaintances, classmates, co-workers, all this information. And a lot of times it's conflicting information. And you know, sometimes it's meaningless, you know, it may be related to sports, about someone's favorite sports team or whatever, but sometimes it's actually related to beliefs that are important, that make up a person's life, you know, they're related to religion. There's so many religions out there, and it may seem like the world may say, well, there's a whole buffet of religions, choose whichever religion makes you feel best, and, you know, as long as you're not hurting anyone, you're fine. But, you know, as some of you know, as Christians, we know the truth. We know that Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life, and that no man can come to the Father except through Him. And so with that being said, you know, that conflicts with the world's view of, oh, let's just all be in harmony and not bother each other and we'll be fine. But a lot of times Christianity, the light of Christianity, Jesus offends people in other religions. And so with that being said, you know, I want to dive more into that because the enemy, the world, will try to make you confused about your faith in Jesus Christ. If you're a young believer, if you're a seasoned saint out there, you know, the enemy will try to confuse you, will try to make you doubt who God really is, try to make you doubt your faith in Christ. But I'm here today to help you get some clarity because it can be confusing out there. So here we go. I want you guys to pay attention to John 6, verse 69. And it says, "And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." Now, who's saying this? This is Peter, one of Jesus' disciples. And this statement was made after some other disciples of Jesus left him. You know, there's some other disciples that left him, right? And then so after Jesus saw that some of his disciples left him, he asked the 12, he said, you know, will you not follow me anymore? You know, he asked, then said Jesus unto the 12 disciples that remained, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. And, you know, this is really important because Peter claims who Jesus is. And he doesn't only believe that Jesus is God, that Jesus is the Christ, that he is the Son of the living God, that he has the words of eternal life. You know, he's also sure, he is certain of who Jesus is. And the enemy wants to steal that from us, wants to steal that from Christians. He wants us to go around questioning, okay, who is God? You know, is Christianity really right? Is it true that Jesus is the only way to heaven? And I say, yes, Jesus is the only way to heaven. I remember in college, you know, I got to meet all different types of people. And it was pretty cool to get to meet people from other cultures, other religions, and everything. But I remember, you know, I would have conversations with people, and, you know, they would be very adamant about their particular religion, their particular faith, that faith that wasn't Christianity. And, you know, it was interesting to hear what they would have to say. But, you know, sometimes they want to be adamant, sometimes they want to debate. But the Word of God doesn't need debate. You know, the Word of God stands alone. You know, no one compares to the Word of God. No one compares to Jesus Christ, you know? And with that, a lot of times people may want to try to debate you in college. They may try to make you feel bad for your beliefs at work. But know that your life is a living testimony of what God can do. You know, I've heard of one testimony before from a woman that her coworkers knew her before she got saved and then after she got saved. So more or less, they really got to see the transformation in her life. So that just goes to show what God can do in someone's life. You know, you might have been someone who was struggling with, you know, once upon a time, just struggling with getting rid of cigarettes, getting rid of different addictions, you know, and people knew that. But then when you got saved, God took those desires away from you, and now you live a completely different holy life unto God, and people see that. So then they're like, who is this? Who, what caused them to make that change, to be so different now? And that's when you can let them know that's Jesus Christ. He lives inside of me. He's the one that has changed my desires, where I no longer have those addictions. And that's when people get to see who Jesus is through your life. And as you share the Word of God with them, as you share what you learned in church with them, or as you share that track with them, however the Lord leads you into sharing the Word of God, the truth with them, the word will have to go somewhere. Well, it will have to go somewhere. Either it will go in one ear and out the other, or it'll actually penetrate their hearts. And the Lord will draw them, and they'll want to know the Lord in a saving way. And so, you know, the only way for that to really happen, though, is for us to be sure. If we are saying things like, well, I'm a Christian, but I think other religions are right too, that's not going to cut the cheese. We have to be sure of our faith in Jesus Christ. We have to be sure that Jesus is the only way to get to heaven. We can't say, you know, I believe Jesus is the only way, but then kind of think in our own minds or say out loud to other people to not offend them, like, oh, I think your religion will also do the job, will also get you to heaven. We have to be honest with people. We have to let people know, like, hey, Jesus, you know, is the only way. He died on the cross for your sins. He loves you. He cares about you. And he doesn't want you to die in your sins. I know people don't like to talk about sin. People don't like to talk about hell. People don't like to talk about eternity. But when God opens that door for you to share your faith with someone, to be honest with them about who Christ is, about what Christ has done in your life, we got to walk in that door fully. And I say we, because I'm talking to myself too. You know, there are different people that we'll meet with different worldviews. There are people who are atheists. There are people who are agnostic. There are people who are Muslim. There are people who follow Buddhism. There are people who follow Hinduism. There are all different types of beliefs. But I believe, and I know, and I'm sure that the Word of God is sufficient to address any of the questions that they may have, you know, concerning Jesus Christ. I believe and I know that God is able to draw them. I know and I'm sure that as we witness for the Lord, that people will be compelled, that they will be saved. as we are obedient to Christ's call to be witnesses throughout all the world, you know? So I just want to encourage you today to be sure. I want to leave you with the story that's in the Bible, and I think it's really important and adds to the topic today of, are you sure? In Matthew 7, 24 through 27, it says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Now, with these particular scriptures, Jesus gives a quick description of what it's like for someone to hear his words and apply them to his life, or to hear the words of God, but then not apply them. Recently, there was an earthquake, 4.8 magnitude in New Jersey. I'm a New Jersey girl. There you go. And I felt it. I was at school, and you know, I was sitting with a friend and a sister, and we were just like sitting there, and then we could feel, you know, the shaking, and I thought someone was moving something quite heavy and large that was causing the shaking. But then my friend said, "No, look out the window, the building across from us, the windows are vibrating," and we saw they were vibrating. And so we're like, "Oh my goodness, what's going on?" So then afterwards we realized that there was an earthquake. But thankfully, thank God, our building, as far as I know, there was no damage. I mean, there was nothing fell on us, nothing fell down, nothing broke. So I'm grateful to God for that, that he decided to have mercy on us and to spare our lives in that. Because, you know, if a building isn't built correctly, you know, they can fall. So I thank God for his mercy. But here's the thing, that building had a particular foundation where it just wouldn't buckle under any type of pressure or earthquake or shaking, you know. And here we find a wise man that built his house on a rock. It had a firm foundation. And when, you know, the storms of life came and everything, rain came and floods and wind, you know, and just beat upon the house, it stayed. It didn't fall because the foundation was on a rock. And we know that our rock is Jesus Christ. He is our firm foundation. That's why we can be sure in him. That's why we can believe on him. He is dependable. You know, we don't have to have a shaky understanding of who he is. He is God. He is the Savior. Thank you, God. He is Lord. And for anyone out there, you know, that may have a foundation of sand, it'll just crumble. A foundation of atheism, agnosticism, you know, any other religion, belief system that's not founded on Jesus Christ, it will fall. It will fade away. The word of God stands forever, and Jesus is the word of God. And so, with that being said, I just want to encourage you today, if you aren't sure of who Jesus is, I highly recommend that you come to that assurance today of knowing who Jesus is. You know, you might have grew up in church, you might be a church kid, but you still not be fully convinced of who Jesus is. Know that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, that he rose again on the third day through the power of God, and that he's coming back again. And I believe even as I speak now, he is drawing you. I believe that you are being convinced, persuaded in your own mind of who Jesus is, about how powerful he is, about the fact that he is God. And so I believe that for those out there, that your faith is rising. in Christ. And for those that want to put their faith in Jesus Christ, you can do that now. You don't have to wait till service. You don't have to wait until church. You don't have to wait until, you know, you tune in to your church service. No, you can do that right now. And the Lord is ready to hear you, ready to accept you into the body of Christ. And a part of doing that is saying and admitting that, hey, Lord, you know, I'm a sinner. Sin where you do wrong, you've disobeyed God. And the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So no matter how much good that we have done in our lives, or no matter how good we think that we are, we've come short of the glory of God. We are all born into sin and shapen in iniquity. We are all born into sin. We all have this tendency, this nature, this capacity to sin on our own without someone teaching us how to sin. And so that is why Jesus had to come in order for us to have a chance to, one, to be redeemed from our sins, to be cleaned from our sins, and to have a relationship with him so that one day we can go to heaven and be with him. And so with that being said, you know, I just have a simple prayer that you can pray in order to repent of your sins, to turn away from them, and to become a child of God. To become a born-again Christian and to have that relationship with him. And so if you want to do that, just simply repeat that prayer after me. So here we go. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I am a sinner and I am in need of your salvation. I repent and turn away from my sins and I come to you today. I ask that you forgive me of all the wrong that I have done. Thank you for washing me clean with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are Lord and that you died on the cross for my sins and that on the third day God raised you again from the dead. And I believe that you're coming back again soon for me. Please fill me with your precious Holy Ghost. I will live for you one day at a time for the rest of my life by your grace and strength. Thank you for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So if you pray that prayer, know that you're a brand new creature. Know that you're a brand new person. Know that you have assurance in Jesus Christ. Don't let the enemy or anyone make you doubt your salvation in Christ that you just received now. Don't let anyone make you doubt who God is, who Jesus is. No, Jesus is God. Jesus is Lord. And Jesus is coming back again for all the Christians that believe on him, that are sure in him. So I'm super excited for the decision that you've made. And in the description, in the show notes, I have some resources that can help you in your walk with Christ, in your relationship with him. One, I have a Bible in the description where you can start reading online. And you can actually buy a Bible in print because, you know, technology fails, but when you have it in print, it's a lot more reliable. And with that being said, I also read the King James Version just for reference. Also too, I have some links to some churches that you can go to if you are in the area. And if you are looking for a church, they can kind of give you an idea of what to look for in terms of church that preach about salvation, holiness, drawing closer to the Lord, things like that. And so that's just there for you. But please know, you know, just don't watch those churches. Actually look for a physical church to go to, because the Bible says don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, meaning we need to go to church with each other, with other believers, so that we can encourage each other, so that we can be with each other, so that we can have that fellowship, that we can form bonds with each other. And we get the word of God. We get to worship the Lord together. And that when we hear the word of God, we're empowered and strengthened for the next challenge that comes, for the week, for the next hour, for the next moment. So that's just there for that. Okay. Also, you know, I also want to encourage you, please pray to the Lord. You know, praying where you have a conversation with God, it's simple. It can sound fancy, it can be simple, informal. As long as the prayer is sincere, the Lord will hear that. You know, talk to him about your day. you know, asking for forgiveness for the things that you might have did that day, you know, and he is able to keep you. He's able to help you. He will preserve you, and he will give you direction on what to do. Okay. And then the last thing is, you know, you might have heard about people fasting for dietary reasons. You know, they want to try to look a certain way. But there's also fasting for spiritual reasons in Christianity, where you want to draw closer to God. So in that time, you'll skip a meal or two or three, and you'll say, Lord, I want to draw closer to you during this time. So you'll pray, read your Bible, and that will allow you to grow in the Lord. Okay, so I just want to encourage you with those things. So I pray for anyone out there who might have had some doubt, some uncertainty about who Jesus is. I pray that this helps clear things up and gives you a firmer foundation in your belief in who Jesus Christ is. Okay, because, you know, the enemy will try to make us doubt, try to make us fear, will try to make us sway and think, oh, maybe there are other ways. No. Jesus is the only way to heaven. So I pray that this encourages you. I pray that you share what you've learned with a friend because they need Jesus too. And if you know anyone who might be doubting, or if you know anyone who's firm in the faith, still share it with them, because any form of encouragement is good. And I pray that y'all have an amazing day. Please stay tuned for another episode of Soaking in the Sunlight, and stay up to date on the Soaking in the Sunlight blog by signing up for the mailing list online. It's at soakinginthesunlight.com. And, you know, just stay tuned, because the Lord is doing great things with Soaking in the Sunlight, and I believe we're just going to go higher and higher in Him. Amen. Amen. So before we head out, I just want to have a prayer with y'all, and we'll just go from there. So Lord God, I thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that I get to spend with the listeners out there, God. I pray, oh Lord, that you continue to speak to their hearts, oh God. Lord Jesus, show me what to pray for them even now and outside, oh God, of this recording, God. Show me, Lord, what to pray for them, Lord. God, I pray that you would encourage them, God. Help them, Lord. They might be facing a very difficult financial situation, God. Let them know that you are their provider, God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, oh God, that you will provide for them in every situation. Situation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, whether it be financial, oh God, emotional, mental, oh God, physical, God, spiritual, God, you are able, God, Jesus, you are always able, you are able, God, to provide their needs, Jesus, to meet that need, oh God. Thank you, God, or the multiple needs that they have, oh Lord. I thank you for saving their family members, God. I thank you, Lord, for making them effective witnesses for your glory, God, out in this big wide world, oh God. That whether you want them to just witness to the person sitting right next to them on the bus stop, oh God, or whether you want them to go out in all the world and preach the gospel, God, thank you for equipping them, God, for what you would have them to do this day and in the days to come, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. So you're worthy, Lord, to be praised. We honor you, God. We bless your name, Jesus. And Lord God, for those that don't know you, Lord, I pray that they'll be compelled, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, that they'll have a mind to say yes to you, Jesus. Draw them, Lord. Let them not say no to you. Let them say yes to you, God. Convict them, God. Thank you, Jesus. Let them say yes to you right now in the name of Jesus, because you're soon to return, oh God, and you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, Lord. So I thank you, God, for your mercy, for your grace, and for your strength, God. Thank you, Lord, for touching all the listeners out there, God. Bless them, Lord. Keep them, God. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you for doing a new thing in their families, their communities, their schools, their churches, their workplaces, and everything around them, God. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name, God. Let us all endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ, no matter what we're facing, no matter the persecution, the trial, the temptation, God. Through you, God, we are going to make it, and you are fighting for us. Thank you, God, that you are always fighting for us, no matter what. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, God, that we'll always be sure, that we will always be sure of who you are, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, that we will not doubt or draw back, but that we will have the resolve and focus to always stay focused on you and to always believe in you, Jesus, and have that assurance in you. We bless your name. We honor you, God. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I pray that y'all have an amazing day. Remember to be encouraged and to stay encouraged and to stay tuned for another episode of Soaking in the Sunlight. And always remember to soak in the sunlight. because Jesus is the only light. Love y'all. God bless. Bye.